he's got a great staff and all that, but this is his son in Wisconsin, and his son was diagnosed with a disease that literally when he breathed, his lungs were sticking together, and they gave him 6 months to live. That was 3 months ago, so because of the times, he had 3 months to live. It was a death sentence. Francisco was at the table, and he began to weep, and he said, "But so we got to pray. God's using you in miracles, and we're seeing miracles." And he said, "I've just got a burden." And I looked behind his shoulder, and there was Brother Yant standing at the salad bar. And I said, "Well, there he is right there, very pale, very weak. He couldn't hardly talk. He had about 20 to 25% of his lung capacity to breathe. His lungs felt like they were on fire at all times, very pale, very weak." And so in the middle of the restaurant, believe it or not, I told Brother Cisco, I said, "You go ask him if he wants prayer. If he wants prayer, we'll pray for him here in the restaurant." I said, "That'll be the test of faith. If he don't want us to do it, we won't worry about it." He went and got him. Sure enough, here he come, right up in the middle of the restaurant. Now, the problem with being in the restaurant, it was after church and it was full of a bunch of preachers. I'd rather preach to a bunch of devils than a bunch of preachers. I love the ministry and God bless them and that's all great. But so we got this whole restaurant with their arms folded staring at us, seeing what we're going to do. Lay hands on him and the Holy Ghost hits him. And he said he could feel it when the light shot through his chest. And the symptoms left, the burning left. And we got all excited. And while that was going on there, a waitress started weeping. And her ankles were turned kind of like that. And they were both of them like that. And she started crying. She said, "I've had this for years, but the only thing I know how to do is be a waitress to make a living, had kids at home, her husband had left her." She started crying. She said, "Do you think God could heal me?" I said, "Sit down. Now, this is the middle of the restaurant. Take him when we just take her ankles, because God's been moving legs and bones, and it's really no big deal. Just took it in the name of Jesus," and her ankles straightened out in front of the restaurant. She started crying. Papa Cisco just walked over. I'm talking about in the middle of a restaurant. Papa Cisco just walked over, laid hands, says, "Speak it out, girl." She opened her mouth, started talking in other tongues. Ha! Ah! Thank you! Hey, 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 it's happening. The book of Acts, I wish you'd tell somebody, the book of Acts is not over. The book of Acts is not over. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And we rejoiced about it. So you know how it is. The devil attacks after that and says, "Oh, you just made all that up, blah, blah, blah." So my phone buzzed, and it was Brother Cisco today. He said, "Have you heard what happened?" I said, "No." He said, "Well, I just got a call from Brother Yance." I said, "Okay." He said he spent all day Monday, all day Tuesday having tests. He does not even have the disease. Not only is it better, he don't have it. There's no trace of this pulmonary whatever that he had that was sticking his chest together. And now this is the miracle. Say seven. Seven's a miracle number. The doctor said not only is the disease gone, not only was the burning gone, not only could he breathe deep, not only could he do everything he couldn't do, but last week after we prayed on Wednesday night, he ate his first T-bone steak in 5 months, ate the whole thing, trying to get his strength back. The doctor said not only are you, the disease is no longer there, but your lungs are 7% better than they were before you got sick. Not only did God heal him, he restored him. I come to tell somebody that God's not only able to touch you, he can restore you. He can give you back what the enemy has stolen. He said, "I shall rebuke the devourer for your sakes." Ooh, I'm standing here trembling. So I didn't know whether to really believe it or not. So I put a call in right before church. His brother-in-law calls me. I don't even know this guy. His brother-in-law passes in Chicago. His brother-in-law calls my cell phone, said, I was in the doctor's office. His father was there. I was there. His mother was there. He said, "It's the truth. I heard the doctor say it with my own ears. You don't even have the disease that you were dying with. You don't even have it, and I don't know where it went." When Brother Sutton walked in here, I finally got on the phone with my wife, because for about 45 minutes, I acted like an African up in here. We got an old song over in Africa when God got, we used to sing this. Hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, oh, il magheri, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, oh, il ma padone, hallelujah, oh, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, oh.
il magheri, alleluia, oh. Oh, it's easy. You ought to be able to see that. I did that for about 45 minutes in here. Thought I was losing my mind dancing around this church. Just going, alleluia, oh. Alleluia, oh. Alleluia, oh. Alleluia, oh. Alleluia, alleluia, oh. Hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah. Somebody come and keep a beat on the drum. I need somebody just come give me a little solid beat. Come up here. Anybody got it? Can you keep a solid beat? Just kind of. This is how we do it over there. Hallelujah, oh. Alleluia, oh. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alle, alle, alleluia. 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 Oh, I just feel like praying. Alleluia. Alleluia, oh. Hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, oh, you say, il magheri, hallelujah, he healed my body, hallelujah, he delivered me, hallelujah, il mabadone, hallelujah, Jesus Christ is Lord, hallelujah. He has set me free, hallelujah. He has healed me, hallelujah. Can I just do it one more time? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. My God, it feels like home up in here. Don't stop that, brother. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ is here. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah, oh. Just come and dance with me. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, give God some praise. Hallelujah. Hey. Alle. I told Brother Sutton, I said, I don't understand it. I haven't sang that chorus in probably 8 years. And I was in here just by myself, no music, nobody. And I felt a spirit of worship in here. There's just something up in this church. I don't know any other church in America I'd feel comfortable just going, hallelujah, oh. Hallelujah, oh. Hallelujah, oh. Hallelujah. Alle, 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 alle. Hallelujah. Woo, you can feel it moving. Do you believe God can heal somebody right now? God could deliver somebody right now? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh. Now, while they just kind of playing it softly, while my orchestra's just playing it softly back here, is anybody that you have infirmity in your body, you have physical pain, what I'm feeling is like muscular backbone. It's there. You know it's there. You feel it right now. This is going to be a sign that the spirit of healing is here. Where's it at? Where's it at, brother? Your lower back. Can you feel it right now? Just kind of bend over. We want to make sure you can feel it. Right in this area, right in here. Are you ready? Ben, are you ready for a miracle in the name of Jesus? There it is. Take it. Take it. Come down to the Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. Ah, test it. Come on, hold on a minute. Test it. What just happened? Totally gone. You ought to give God praise. See, that's how fast God's been doing it. That's how fast God's been doing it. He's been opening blind eyes. I refuse to have a dignified church service when Jesus is trying to heal people and deliver people. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh. From her neck down, 3 back surgeries. Are you in pain right now, my sister? When the pain, all the time, you ready for it to go? Listen, you say, Brother Super, you're kind of arrogant. You don't understand. When you realize it has nothing to do with you, but it has everything to do with the name of Jesus, and that Jesus Christ is doing it, it's all over you right now. That's it. Just went down her body. Just went down her back. Just went down. There it is on her neck. Oh, there it is. How about you? That's crazy. Oh, hallelujah. Hey, praise him. Just get drunk in the Holy Ghost right now. That spirit of heaviness, you haven't been able to rest. You haven't been able to worship. You've been tired, fatigued. Oh. Go with an emotion. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh. Just hold on. I just felt something in the Holy Ghost. The Lord just reminded me in Calcutta, India, almost eight years ago this past October. The Lord, I was begging God to become a missionary. I was living there. I was coming home to meet the board. The Lord spoke to me, said, you will not become a foreign missionary. I'm sending you back as a missionary to America. He said, I will send you to a people that will have the faith of a third world church. Hold on, hold on. Today at lunch, your pastor said, I just started this church believing that we could worship here the way that people worship overseas. I just felt such faith hit me, and it just come to my mind. What if this is the church that God sent me to? What if God's been waiting to find a church that believe that Jesus Christ has all power in heaven and in earth? That whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, huh? That's it. Get drunk with it, baby. Get drunk. There it is. Oh, Shemaya. What you need? Come on. Hallelujah. Oh. Three back surgeries. Are you in pain right now? Where's it at? Lower back and your neck. Now listen, this ought to be a faith when people say they're in pain right now. Had 3 back surgeries, and when it goes, the other night I had a woman that, she had metal plates, sister. She had metal plates all in her back in her area. She was about 80 years old. When God healed her, he knocked her forward. The Holy Ghost, drunk in the Holy Ghost, she went all the way down, touched her toes, went all the way back, and God began to do surgery on her, and she began to do things I can't do, and I'm only in my late 30s. She began to just kind of just go like crazy. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Take it. Get it. There it went. My God, there it went. Fire. 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 Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Now test it. What happened? It's time to rejoice. It's gone, Pastor. 3 back surgeries. Hey, 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 hey. How you motion? Loose every joint, every muscle that's been stiff. Come on, shout. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. we need to rejoice. You just saw a miracle happen. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Who else needs in your muscles, in your bones, in your body? Only God can do it. Hold that to your stomach. Hold it to your stomach. Only God can do it. Now, God's got to regulate a few other things that he's going to move in her body. I rebuke doubt. I rebuke fear. I come against the mishaps of medication. I rebuke the devourer, what the doctor has done, what happened to her. I come. Oh, praise him. You ought to praise him. There's a miracle. No, from the top of your head right now. From the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Virtue of the Holy Ghost regulate. Praise him. Praise him for it. My God. Praise him. Ooh, hallelujah. Spine, herniated disc, and what else? Your muscles are aching. Is anything off? Anything aching in your muscles right now? Where at? Your shoulders and your neck? That's arthritis. I'm going to deal with that first. The aching muscles, the arthritis. Lower back, then we're going to deal with your spine. So the lower back is muscles. That's your muscle. We're going to deal with muscles first. Raise your hand, then we're going to deal with your back. When the pain goes, there go, ho, come on, there we are. There it went. Do you feel that? There it went. There it goes. My God. Test it. Praise him. It's all over like fire just in every muscle. I rebuke the very root of arthritis in her joints and her muscle. Oh, hey, hey, oh. Come on. Test it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In her neck. That's what we're praying for, girl. We're praying for your neck. Your neck's better. It's gone in your neck. Now, if it's gone in your neck, God's going to heal what's going on in your back. What's wrong with your back? Herniated disc in her back. Are you ready right now? Just kind of bend back. That went. Did you feel that? Test it. You ought to praise him. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. Total complete. Let the straining go. The straining of the muscles go. In the herniated disc, go back in place. Oh, oh, oh. I need a woman of faith. Come touch her right there. Touch her on that part of her back. Oh, there you go. That's it. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. What you need? In her feet first. In your feet first. When I say now, I want you to stomp both feet. When you do, the tingling and numbness is going to leave. There's an anointing flowing through your body right now. Do you feel it? Can you feel the anointing flowing through your body right now? You can feel it burning through your body. People say, preacher, you're crazy. I don't care what you call me. Just so you say people are being delivered and the name of Jesus is being glorified. You feel that anointing? Now stomp. 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 Oh, go. Tingling, go. Oh, there we are. Go. 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 Go, go, hey, Abosh, come up higher. Oh, praise him for that. Pray, hallelujah. Oh, let's just thank God while God knocks around a little bit. That's the Holy Ghost. Woo, woo. You feel that? You feel that? Now you're ready in your right arm? There we are. Hey, hey. Hey, hey, praise him, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. herniated this. Looks like God's healing backs up in here. Looks like God is healing people. If God's already touched you, wave at me. If God's already, girl, you ought to praise him for it. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. You ought to praise him. Hallelujah. Oh. Stretch forth your hands in the name of Jesus. Test it. Test it. Test it. Test it. Come on, praise him for it. Praise him for it. Praise him. I rebuke the infirmity. I rebuke the effect. Oh, somebody pray. Hallelujah. Hey, what we're doing right now, let's just take a little break. As I was in here today, I began to just lift up the name of Jesus. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. He does these sort of things to draw people to himself. He manifests his presence for us to adore him and worship him and bless the name of Jesus. Now, my sister, right now, I rebuke the devourer from off of you and off of your finances and off of your family. I rebuke the devourer that has come, the gift of faith that's being loosed in your body. Now, Kayabosh. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Oh. Complete healing, complete healing, complete healing. Kayabosh. Hallelujah. Oh. Jesus Christ, thank you. He's doing progressive. We're going progressive. We're going progressive. That's what we're doing. We're just progressing on in what God's going to do. Pray right now. Honey, kids can't fake it. You ought to praise God. When God starts moving, the kids are innocent in the presence of the Lord. Kids are, what you got? A 100 pills a day, my God. Chemical, chemistry. Lord, in her blood, in her body chemistries right now. Whatever the root, whatever the cause, let there begin to be a tingle, let there begin to be a work in her body that she would know that you are purpose. My God, praise him. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something just happened. Thursday night, they brought a lady who Wednesday, just stop for a moment. Thursday night, they brought a lady to me that Wednesday, the doctor told her that she had cancer in her lymph nodes. They gave her a death sentence. They did the biopsy. They brought her Thursday nights. Melanie Shock's cousin from Alexandria. She came from Monroe. We began to pray for her, and the Lord told me to speak to her, because some of you wonder why I touch and why there's a point of contact. Or if I say, do you have a symptom? Is there something that's hurting right now? And I prayed for a brother today, and there was something hurting, and then it left instantly. What happens is, if you have a symptom, even if it isn't the root of the problem, when God takes the pain away, that increases your faith to believe that if God could do that quick, then he could do the work. So I asked her, I said, is there any pain in your body? She said, well, really the only pain I have is where they did the biopsy is killing me, because the pain. How many of you know that's painful, very painful? I said, okay, when I touch that spot, the pain's going to go. The pain left instantly of the biopsy. When that happened, it built our faith. And I said, now God is going to begin to move in the lymph nodes, and it's going to feel like little ant bites or little pinpricks inside your body in the lymph nodes. When the Spirit of the Lord and the light of God begins to move in your body, it's going to begin to go. And Terry called me the next day. He said, while you were speaking it was happening. When you begin to speak, I noticed she began to tremble. That was on Thursday. She had tests on Friday. She had tests on Saturday. She had tests on Monday. There is absolutely no cancer in her blood. They can't can't find cancer cells. They can't find. I'm telling you that Jesus Christ, that's why I'm saying she needs something on the inside. This woman needed something in her chemical and in her body. See, God is doing miracles here right now, and we need to believe. Now, if you believe that he's doing it, just begin to praise him and begin to say, hallelujah, oh. What is one specific thing that you can feel right now? You ready? When that goes, you're going to know it's going through your body. When that pressure lifts off of your head, blood pressure is going to be regulated. The symptoms and arthritis, the other symptoms, the stress-related diseases, the pressure. Oh, there, my God. Oh, give him praise up in here. Give him. Oh. Alle, alleluia. Alle, alleluia. Alabama Moshanda up now. From the top of her head to the soul. Here you go. From the top of her head to the sole of her feet. Feel the Lord moving. If you have, listen, if you have bone related, muscular related pain in your body, quick. If there's somebody else, get up here real quick. I'm gonna deal with that and then we're gonna go deeper. What is your situation? Okay, and you believe God is. You believe God is. God is. He just is. He's everything that you need. He's everything. Now. Here's what we're going to ask God for. We're going to ask God that when I touch you, that you're going to begin to feel warmth in areas of your body that are dead, and that you're going to begin to feel the anointing, because there has to be blood. The Bible said that life is in the blood. There has to be blood in these areas of your body that are not operating. So we're going to pray that the blood will begin to flow with the anointing. Do you believe that? Now! Said he's feeling warmth in his back. Something in his back. Now, I want you to believe that if he is having feeling in an area he couldn't have feeling, that God is going to begin to create a creative miracle in his entire body. Is that what you said, sir? You felt it in your back? I need somebody. Get his knees right here. Begin to pray right here. I need somebody there. I need somebody to put your hand on his hand right there. Put your hand on that. Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, by the power, the blood, the word, by your stripes, he is healed. The believer shall lay hands upon the sick. And by the gift of faith and the working of miracles and the gift of healing, I pray now, muscles, bones, sinew, areas that have been dead in the nervous system. Give him emotion. Here it goes. He's feeling the anointing. He's feeling the anointing. He's feeling the anointing. It's happening in his body. If you have bone or muscle, let me see you. Bone or muscle, get up here. Bone or muscle, hurry, get up here. If it's bone or muscle in your body, you believe God, get up here quickly. Do you believe that Jesus is moving in this place? He is manifesting himself by his power and his authority. And I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you glory. Cartilages are gone in his knees. I've been seeing this happen all over, brother. Do you believe it? You'll know it when it happens. You'll know it when it happens. He can't stand. He needs to stand because God's got to use him to be a worshiper. Stretch forth your hands in the name of Jesus. God, my 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 God. That's it. Praise, 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 praise. Test it. Test it. Pastor, you ought to get excited. Dear Lord. What happened?
Now there's a warmth all over him.
There's a warmth all over him. Something's happening. Look at this. Now, Lord, complete the work. May it never return. Replace, now restore. Make restitution to him. Let it. But when he wakes up in the morning, it'll be completely whole. In the name of Jesus. Give him praise for it. Give him praise for it. You want to put him down? Can you put him down? Well, let's put him down first, and we'll deal with him in a minute. Now, he's got rotator cuff problems. My faith is high because, remember, I told you Sunday morning in Orlando. Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It's all Greek to me. I was in Fort Lauderdale, and the wife had her hand. The bone was sticking out, and the bone literally went back in place while the wife's hand was on it. So we're going to pray for the rotator cuff. Then he has heel spurs. God is going to heal. When the virtue of the Holy Ghost begins to move through you, it's going to start in your shoulder, then it's going to go to your feet. He'll know when it happens. Just begin to praise God. Jesus.
When I came up here, there's no pain at all, nothing, zero.
No pain at all. It was killing him when he come up here, and it's totally gone. Don't look like you need surgery now. Praise God. Now, what about your feet?
Nothing. Feels great. I can stomp on him. I couldn't do that earlier.
The devil hasn't wanted you to worship. He's tried to attack your faith. He's tried to attack your worship, but the devil's a liar now in the elbow shot. You ought to praise him. He had heel spurs. Look what he's doing. He needed rotator cuff surgery. Look what he's doing. You have to learn to move with the troubling of the water. The Bible said that the man at the pool of Bethesda, he believed that God could because he had seen it for 38 years. He had seen the water troubled, but he had no man to take him there. And when Jesus showed up, he already anticipated a miracle. This church has been trained and prepared. You've seen it happen. You believe it can happen. But now the Spirit of the Lord is ushering it in for you. Can you believe that it can happen to me? And you don't listen. You don't need to get frustrated. God operates on levels and times and seasons. He is operating very much right now in bones and muscles, arthritis in those areas. Is he going to do the other areas? Yes. But we've got to keep operating in this level while it's moving like this. And everyone that needs this, just come up here and get it. Then God will change it, begin to do other things. You've got to stay in the flow of the Spirit. Do you believe that? What do you need? Rheumatoid arthritis, let me take that, 16 years. He's already had one hip replaced. Oh, Lord. Now, here's what we're going to pray. I'm going to pray that an anointing, something's about to hit you from the top of your head. It's going to flow through your joints, your muscles, your sinews, your marrow, the very joints. At night, he cannot rest because of the pain. The devil is a liar, and I curse the very root and the very symptom.
There it is. There it is. My God, from the top of his head. You ought to praise him for that. My God, come on. Now, Father, liberate him. The enemy has tried to destroy you. The enemy has tried to put things in your path that have caused you not to trust. The enemy has tried to destroy your faith and your stability. Oh, come on, my God. But there's a fresh anointing trying to come. In the name of Jesus. What's happening? My God, something's going on up here. You ought to praise him. Your back and your knee. What's wrong with your knee? Had an accident. Messed up your rotator. Sit down right there. His kneecap. Sir, what just happened to you? Brother, what's happening to you? Woo! Get drunk in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost all over you in the Holy Ghost. Ah, go home and go to bed and sleep all night in Jesus' name. In Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise him. Now God's about to heal your knee, sir, in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Test it. Test it. It's healed. Had a wreck. Oh, you know how to get happy. Test it again. I want to make sure it's okay. You can't fake that, can you, Pastor? Now bend over. God's going to touch your lower back. Right in here. Is that where it is? Right in there. There. Oh, my God. Now go. Oh, test it. Well, hold on. Kind of shocked, aren't you? He's looking at me like, duh. What happened?
It's gone.
It's gone just like that, isn't it? See, that's the power of the name of Jesus. You ought to give God praise. He's shocked, Pastor. He's literally shocked at what God can do. Let's take a praise break. Take a praise break. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Healing a baby. Give him praise for what you got. Your chest is hurting. You have chest pains. Causes you to have shortness of breath. Now, the Lord showed me something to do with asthma and breath trouble. But hold on. But it's hard to do because so many times we in Pentecost are so critical. And there's a guy that has a faith ministry and he blows on people and they fall out, eats garlic and all that kind of stuff. But God showed me that people that have lung problems, if I'll blow and they'll breathe, God will expand their lungs. That's what happened to Brother Yance last week. I blew in his face and his lungs opened up. I'm going to breathe. Sorry I got bad breath, but when I breathe, I just want you to go, and your lungs are going to open up. The pain's going to leave your chest. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Praise him. My God, praise him. My God, praise him. Somebody, hallelujah. Oh. See, this is the Jesus. There's one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be. Hold on, hold on. What happened?
I don't have any more chest pains.
No more chest pains. Totally left. Now breathe deep. It's okay. Isn't that good? Now, is your back still hurting? Got scoliosis? Is it twist sideways or long ways? Huh?
Side S or this way S? Okay, raise your hands up high. Now, if God just did that quick, he's about to straighten your spine. Do you believe that? My God. There we are. Take it. Praise him for it. Praise him for it. Oh, we need to take a shout break up in here. Hallelujah. I don't want to be rude, but I'm tired of the Trinitarians getting all the glory. I'm tired. Jesus will heal anybody that believes in his name. But what we're doing tonight is operating to the glory of the one mighty God. Hear, O Israel, there is one Lord. Understand, I have my hand on his chest. The second time he went deep, it was twice as deep as the first time. He has asthma. And the second time, come on, breathe again, buddy. Breathe deep. Oh, my Lord. Breathe deep. Oh, praise God for it. Got one right now? Headache, been about to kill him. What happened, buddy? It's gone. Praise him. You don't know what it is. You don't know what it's like to have a migraine and it leave by the power. I feel like having a fit up here, Pastor. I've been looking like for a church like this. I've been looking for a church that I believe God can do anything. Oh, I'm coming. What happened, Bo? What happened?
It's like one feeling in my head. Huh? It's like one feeling in my head going back.
Yes. Hockey left?
Yes, sir.
Praise him. Hallelujah. 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 Oh. Oh, I can't wait to see that one. Give God praise. Somebody give God praise. Hallelujah. Upper back pain going to go right now. We're going to put the chiropractor out of business around here. Put the surgeon out of business around here. Now, I'll explain to you why there's so many back pains and all this kind of stuff. There's a lot of stress been released against this church. The heat that awakes the snake. Remember last night? There's a lot of stress-related stuff going on right now. And God is loosening you from spirits is what's happening. And that's why the pain is leaving like this. There are spirits being loosed and your bodies are relaxing and God is restoring you. You heard the word last night. This is just a continuation of the word. God is fulfilling his word. The word was the seed and the word went in you. And now you're responding to the seed that was put into the womb of the church. That's it. Praise him. Praise him for it. Praise him for it. Praise him for it. What you need? Where at? All over. You're going to feel the heat going in your joints? When you feel it, just nod at me. When you feel the heat begin to burn. When you feel the heat beginning to burn in your very joints, I rebuke the spirit of infirmity, the arthritis in her joints and in her bloodstream. Praise. Hallelujah. Now what happened? It did what?
Just left.
Just left, just like that. Oh, give him praise. Hallelujah. We just need to praise Jesus a little bit. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Il Magelia. Back or the front? This side? Back pain coming into the front, going down to your feet, both feet. You believe God's about to do it? Stretch forth their hands right now. Oh, Lord, you might want to make room. You might want to make some room. There it is right there. Yeah. There it went. Praise him. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. You need to get drunk in the Holy Ghost now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, let's see what happened in the big one down here. Come on. I need somebody to help me, y'all. I'm not tough enough to do this. Pick him up. What happened? What happened? Gone. Gone. Ha. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. I think Jesus just wants to get some praise right now. Get your eyes off me. Get your eyes on Jesus. Get your eyes on Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Oh. Just stay where you are. I feel like reading a scripture. I just feel like reading a scripture. God showed me this a few weeks ago. Just stay where you are. I'm not through. You got bone muscle. If you've got problems in the area I'm dealing with, if you don't come up here, don't dare come up to me after I'm going to the office. Say, "Oh, but the super, I didn't want to come up because I was embarrassed." But pray for me. I'll probably hit you. I'm just picking, kinda. Malachi, I just want to tell you something the Lord showed me a few weeks ago. I was praying about Lord. I said, "How can we see more of this? More of this?" And he spoke to me. He said, "Less of you and more of me." And this is what he says in Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. "But unto you that fear my name shall the sun," S-U-N, "of righteousness arise," arise, "with healing in his wings. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall." He said, "My people have eclipsed me with their talent and their music and their preaching and having church." He said, "They have spent so much time creating a culture of church, they have eclipsed the sun of righteousness." He said, "If you will get out of my way, I'll shine." Let the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. He said, quit getting in my way, and all the people can see is you and your talent, your ability, and what you have to say. But if you'll quit eclipsing me, the Son of Righteousness, and that's what's happening tonight. This very simple song don't even hardly make sense, but it's just lifting up Jesus. And as we begin to get ourselves out of the way, the Son of Righteousness is arising, and there is healing being manifest in the sanctuary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. Anybody else in that situation? Anybody, what you got? Ask. Got any right now? Don't have anything right now. Just want you to breathe. How deep can you breathe? That's as deep as you can go. Go. That's as deep as you can go. Do it again. Asthma in Jesus' name. Praise him. It's amazing how much you feel the chest expand. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Anybody else? We're just going to go. It's a what? What foot is it? It's your right foot. You'll know when it goes right now. I'm not even going to tell you what it is. I can't even pronounce it. It's something funky in her foot causing problems. You going to believe it? What happened, sir? Shh. What happened? Breathe. You can breathe. I know you can't. Breathe deeper. About twice what you could. It's about twice what you could, isn't it? Praise him, Mark. Now, are you in pain right now? You in pain right now? Ready for it to go? Do you believe God in the name of Jesus? By the power of the name of Jesus? Oh, there you go. There it is. Praise him. Don't act shocked, girl. Praise him. Don't act shocked. Praise him. Hallelujah. Oh. Acting shocked, Pastor. Hallelujah. See, all this is doing is building the atmosphere that God is moving in this direction. We're not ignoring our brother. We're believing that he's moving in this direction. That's why God operates on levels of faith. What you need? She's been in chronic pain. Last several days, had problems for a long time with her lung. It causes her chest to hurt. As her faith has been increasing in the service, the pain has left, but she still cannot excel all the way. Is it on your right side? It's on that side right there? Now, how far can you excel? Just do it for me. Do it. Is that as deep as you can go? Okay, ready? Now, breathe out. Oh, my God, there it is. There it is. Woo. Woo. Praise it. Feel that? Deep breath, deep breath. Feel that? Feeling a little dizzy, getting a little too much oxygen in there. Hold on. Feeling a little dizzy. That's dizziness here is not a symptom. Dizziness is a good thing. She's getting too much oxygen coming in at one time. Just stand still for a minute, huh? Here it goes. God's about to totally take you out in the spirit. and renew your emotions. Renew. Abrote neke ur unsunda de anai. Omote de bebebishnike anai. Here goes. Now! Oh! My God. Take that. Oh! Oh! Oh, God, praise him for it. Praise him for it. Praise him for it. What happened? Thank you, Jesus. What's your name? What's wrong? Your muscles, your nerves, tendons, your whole body. You're in pain right now? Besides that right there? Well, you know when the Holy Ghost starts moving, the first thing's going to happen, the pain's going to go. Before the creative miracle, before you begin to get more. Something's already happening in here. Before you get start happening here, it's going to go through your body. Pain's going to leave in your body. You believe that? Now. Give him praise for it. Creative miracle from the top of our head all the way down to our body. Total pain. Go in the name of Jesus. Thank him for it. What you need? There it is. Praise him. God's doing miracles up here. That's so good. Just let her lay there a minute. God's doing something in her body. Just let her lay there a minute. Hallelujah. When it's God, it's so decent and so sweet and just happens so good. You got anything right now? Your arms tingling? What side? It's tingling. Why is it tingling? All the way down your arm? It's tingling. In Jesus' name. Father, in the name of the Lord. First thing we're going to deal with is your arm, then we're going to deal with your chest pains and the asthma. In the name of Jesus. There you go. There you go. Hold on. Hold, yes. Now, test it. Test it. What happened? Okay. Tingling's gone. Now, chest pain, the asthma. I want you to breathe. Okay. Now, I'm not getting on to you, okay, but I'm going to teach something. Holy Ghost all over him, so he's talking in tongues. You cannot drink water when you're spitting water back in the cup. When you're receiving miracles, when it's time to be prayed for, let the anointing come in and make that anointing, instead of flowing out, make it internalize. Because when that anointing internalizes, it's dealing and healing all over your body. So I'm saying, let the tongues flow out, let the Holy Ghost flow in, okay? Because you're taking in, you're not giving out. A lot of times, spiritual sensitive people don't understand that the anointing that could heal them, they let leave their body. And right now, just keep it inside, and I'm going to breathe in your lung. How deep can you breathe? Through your mouth. That's it. That's all you can do. Okay? You don't do a lot of running, a lot of sports, a lot of things like that. You do running, but it hurts. Hurts your lungs, hurts your chest. Ready right now, Jesus. My God, somebody praise him. Somebody praise him. Somebody praise him. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Are you tired yet? Do you want to go home yet? Do you believe Jesus is able? Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Oh. Come on, help him up. Help him up. What happened? Huh? All the chest pain is gone. Tingling is gone. What about you? How much can you breathe? Jump a while. Get tired. Jump deep. Get tired. Just get over there somewhere and start jumping and test it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. can't bend them all the way. Legs hurt. Y'all didn't know y'all had so much stuff going on around here, did you? You got any pain right now? Yeah. Do it till it hurts. I want to know when it hurts. That hurt? Okay, sit down. I got a feeling when God heals this fella, he's going to be fast. Just got that feeling. Stretch forth your hand. Now, this is what God said. He said, Brother Super, you're so calm. You need to understand, it's not about me. It's about Jesus healing his people. This is a child of God, and God wants to confirm, because there's an anointing on this young man. There's an anointing upon you, and the devil has tried to turn you in the wrong direction. The enemy would love to tempt you and test you and torment you, but there's an anointing that I stir up. Anointing. Raise your hand. There's an anointing. The devil's a liar. I seal your talent to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Now, hey, hey. Hallelujah. His ankles have been hurting. Where's his parents at? You got parents here? This cute little fella? Come on up here, man. His ankles been hurting him a couple of days. He's been running. They've been hurting. Thank you, by his faith. Father, that's it. Yeah, that's it. Test it, buddy. Test it, buddy. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Jesus. If everybody had faith like these children, we'd turn this city upside down the next 2 days. If everybody had faith, they'll tell everybody at school, guess what happened to me last night? A man of God prayed for me and Jesus healed my body. They'll tell everybody, if you had the faith of these children, y'all keep worshiping. Lower back pain makes or miss. This is not a spectator sport. I need you to pray and create an atmosphere. Makes or miss church a lot. Where's my woman of faith? Touch your lower back. Test it. Test it. Test it. Test it. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Oh. Isn't that neat? Test it. Come on. Huh? It's God. Hallelujah. Praise him. Hallelujah. Oh. Praise him for it. That's his neck. Oh, Lord. Yeah, it's gone. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Oh. Hold on. Let's see what God's doing. What happened? No pain. Brother Stone King. You know Brother Stone King? God raised him from the dead, but when Brother Stone King fell and hit his head, He did something to his neck. He's been going for treatment. He came up to me Wednesday during the service, just slipped up to the seat. And he said, I believe, Jonathan, that when you lay hands on me, he told me, I don't even remember what it is, but it's right in there. He literally did something to that bone right there. And God literally, because, you know, his head kind of wobbles anyway. And God literally took and just, you could feel it when just God just straightened it up and the pain left after it's been a year since that happened. And God healed him instantly. What, it just healed. It's gone. Oh, we need to thank God for that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, oh. Hallelujah, oh.
Where at? Which way is it
left that was in your back? She had scoliosis. Pain's gone? You sure? Can I go like this? Still gone? Can I go back like that? Still gone? Now, God, seal it. I pray right now that you will seal it, that the pain will not return, that you would seal it by the blood of Calvary, every whit whole. Hey, Shanaban, de Debose. And I thank you for it. Got any pain right now in your neck? In your neck? None of the back pain right now? Happens almost every day. From her neck all the way down to your feet. What side? On this side, in the name of Jesus. In the middle of the ocean. Thank you for it. Anybody else? I'm feeling a transition in the spirit. Feeling a transition in the spirit. Anybody, what you got? Carpal tunnel on your right hand. Have you ever done it before? Well, brother, he wants a fresh dose. He wants to speak in the spirit, wants to speak in tongues. And he has carpal tunnel. Now, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to pray, and God's going to put, you're going to feel, is it numb? Is there numbness right there? It's kind of cold. You're going to feel the fire. When the fire comes in your hand in healing, then I want that to be a sign to you that the Spirit of the Lord is in your body and it's going to flow out. And these brethren are going to help you and you're going to speak in new tongues as a sign that you're being filled. Do you believe that? Raise that hand up in worship. Just raise it up in worship. My God. Oh, there it went. My God. Did you feel that? Did you feel that? There it goes. There goes the warmth. There goes the warmth in your fingers. There it goes all the way down. Now, Holy Ghost. That's it. Oh, let your tongue go. Let your tongue go. Let your tongue go. La 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 boche. Come on, pray. Come on, man, pray. Hallelujah. Now, hold on. Y'all keep praying for him. This young lady was just having an asthma attack. They brought her up here with an asthma attack. When we began to pray and breathe on her, God healed her and the attack left. Now we're going to pray that her disease leaves. Brother, instantly the attack just left her. Now we're going to believe that the disease of asthma is going to leave you, young lady. You ought to praise him for that. You ought to praise him for that. You ought to praise him for that. She was having an asthma attack and God did it. Father, stir up the gift in this man as he repents of his sin. I pray that you would let the Spirit of God out of his belly flow a river of living water. Hallelujah. It's so good. Faith on him. What happened? Yeah.
Is it better?
Yeah. See, you got to stretch that muscle. Do that again. Stretch that muscle out, girl. You haven't been using it. You've been sitting in that rocking chair too much. Now, Ted, how's that? Hallelujah. Now, God, now by your power, total every win. Hey! Praise him for it. Praise him for it. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? I'm about through. What is it? Huh? Arthritis in your knees. From the military, running too much. Are you in any pain right now? You'll know when it leaves. Is your wife a member of this church? Where's she at? Can you come up here? You with a child. I don't have my glasses on. I can't see. She's with the crutches. Okay, we're going to pray for her too. I got to go back there then. Okay. Do you believe if God, has he really got a problem? Do you believe if God heals him, he's going to heal you? You believe that? That's going to be your sign of faith? Okay. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Pain's gone. Now, we don't want it to come back. We don't want it to come back. We're going to pray not only is the pain gone, but the very symptom, the very symptoms in the very joints where they've been literally, the cartilage. God, I pray that you'll put extra cartilage, but let there be a padding in his knees. I pray right now. Oh! There goes. Ow! There he is. Praise him for it. Now let's go back here and see about this. Jesus' name. Somebody sing it. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Had surgery on the ankle, had a hole in her bone. Is there any pain right now from the surgery or from the problem? Your bone hurts. Okay, when the pain leaves, will you believe that that's God healing? The pain from the surgery begins to leave your body. Just take it by the hand. Just... You ought to praise God for this right now. Praise God for this right now. Praise God. Did the pain just leave? The pain left. The pain left. Come on now. Come on, girl. My God, girl. Halle, 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 halle. Halle, 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 hallelujah. I felt the lifting, and I prayed for all I'm going to do tonight. We're just going to worship God. There's another little song that says, I will never, never, never forget Jesus. No, never. No, never. I will never, never, never forget Jesus. I will never forget my Lord. Hallelujah. I will never, never, never. Come on, let's praise Him before we leave. No, never. No, never. I will never, never, never forget you. I will never forget my Lord. Hallelujah. I will never, never, never. No, never. If you've seen Jesus do things tonight, I want you to praise Him. If you know that God's healed your body, wave at me. If you know God's healed you in this place, hallelujah. I will never, 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 never forget my Lord. Never. No, never. I will never, never, never forget Jesus. I will never forget. One more time, everybody. I will never, never, never. No, never. No, never. I will never, never, never forget Jesus. I will never. Hallelujah. I will never, never, never. I will never. Now, now, say the devil is a liar. There is no truth in the devil. If you were healed instantly and the pain left, if hell tries to bring a symptom back, you can say, oh my God, it was just emotion. I didn't get healed, and it'll come back on you. Or you can say, you symptom of hell, I rebuke you. Go. Move that area, it'll go. It's the devil trying to test your faith. I seal it by the blood of the Lamb, by the authority of the Word of God. In Jesus' name, by His stripes, you are healed. In Jesus' name, say it. Oh, I will never, never.